This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
We're on today with Master CFI Rich Stoll, who has launched a new project to help improve pilot proficiency when it comes to maneuvering flight and loss of control. Can you talk about what you're seeing in the flight training environment as it relates to learning maneuvering flight?
Overall, I think many of us who teach in the industry have seen a decline not only in the quality of the pilots who are going to take check rides for different ratings, starting with student on up, but also have seen a steady erosion and degradation of the core flight instructors as a group. There are many excellent schools out there, many fantastic flight instructors out there, but as a group, unfortunately, the norm tends to be moving downward. As Jeff Edwards mentioned in the SAFE Symposium in 2011, seems to be a race to the bottom. And so one of the concerns I have is, well, how do we try to elevate the profession of flight instruction so that more the norm becomes people who have high caliber, high integrity, who want to work in the best interest of the student? And so along those lines, of course, the training solution that I proposed, one of three, of course, is to try to improve the education on maneuvering flight, turning flight, since that is the number one phase of flight where pilots are losing control. Typically, when we're flying within everything normal operating envelope, shallow banks, we can sort of get away with a rote understanding of turn dynamics and how to turn an airplane. But where pilots are losing control is when they get distracted, when they get busy, when they get stressed, when they have to do something outside the normal or a steeper bank. That's where we're losing control. And so I'm hoping that we can maybe bolster our turn education to improve the pilot's ability to maintain control of the airplane. And so I think part of the problem rests certainly with how we've been teaching turns for a very long time, mostly just a cursory level, a rote level understanding and application of the training in the training environment. And also instructors are also products of the same environment. So if the instructors don't have a deep understanding, a deep knowledge base of turn aerodynamics, they have a hard time passing on to the students. So basically we have kind of the same process repeating itself. Cursory understanding leads to cursory learning, and cursory performance certainly as well. The educational sources are really geared toward, you know, answering the questions on the test, checking off the box on the practical test standard. And so it's just geared toward passing the test, when I think ultimately pilots want that deeper knowledge so that they have a broader understanding. And I think with our Learn to Turn initiative, one of the things that we'll try to do is delve a little bit deeper so that it moves from the rote level all the way up to the correlation level, so that we no longer have a compartmentalization of things that we do in the training environment. For example, a turn around a point. Well, how does that turn around a point relate to performing a racetrack pattern? And how does that relate then to performing a rectangular pattern? How does doing a turn in the horizontal plane relate to doing turning flight in the vertical plane? And that these things really are related, and with a deeper understanding of the fundamentals, then we can correlate to different things or new things, and know that the ailerons bank the airplane and the rudder yaws the airplane. And the elevator ultimately determines whether our flight path is a straight line or a curve.
And when you're working with pilots, how are you gauging the level of proficiency, the level of training they've received in maneuvering flight?
Sure. So even one of the most basic, we'll go out just to kind of see where the student is with their flying and do coordination maneuvers and stall maneuvers and things like that, just so I can get a gauge of where they are in their competency, their core competencies. And one of the easiest demonstrations that I see on a recurring basis, very common, while the pilot's established in a turn, in just a normal level turn, already established, I'll ask, okay, what are you doing right now with the controls? What control are you using at this moment to bring the nose around in this turn? And invariably, they'll start with the ailerons, and then we'll have them look down at the down in the wing at the ailerons, and the ailerons are neutral. They're not involved in the process once we're in the turn at all. Then they'll go to the rudder, and they'll say, all right, take your feet off the rudder, and they're not involved at all. So it's through a process of elimination that they reluctantly come to realize that the shape, the type, and the quality of the turn that they're doing is a function of what they're doing with the elevator. Another survey I've done over the years, totaling about 900 pilots, only 14% correctly identify the elevator as the control they use to manage turning flight. 63% say the aileron. 1 out of 4 say that the rudder turns the airplane. 1 out of 4 pilots. It's no wonder because pilots don't understand what controls are doing what and what they're actually doing with the airplane at the moment, it's no wonder that maneuvering flight, loss of control while maneuvering flight, remains the number one reason pilots are having fatal accidents.
And a good number of those are in the traffic pattern. What would you say are the main factors leading to those types of accidents?
Somewhere along in their training, they've learned or they've heard, never exceed, say, 30 degrees of bank in the pattern. For whatever reason, the pilot is reluctant to level the wings and go around. They feel compelled to turn. Somebody's taken away increasing the bank angle as one of the options. So what's the next option? Well, I guess the rudder will turn the air. So they'll start feeding in the inside rudder, the rudder that's pointing toward the ground. Well, as soon as they feed the rudder in, the nose will start slicing downward through the horizon. The natural instinct, of course, and what our learning tells us is, well, of course, elevator holds the airplane up in the air. So they start pulling back. Those are exactly the inputs you want to make anytime you want to intentionally spin an airplane. But they're precisely the wrong inputs at the wrong time that lead to a loss of control while maneuvering.
So how can we improve on that? What can flight instructors do to improve training delivery?
I think if we spend a little bit more time digging deeper into, well, this is what's really going on. This is, okay, we bank the airplane, and we can manipulate horizontal and vertical components of lift now. We can do multiple kinds of turns, even though we have one particular angle of bank. And I think if we can get instructors and flight schools, flight instructor refresher clinics, the flight review is a nice opportunity to have instructors interact with pilots and kind of go over some of these fundamentals, which are building blocks for so many other more complicated maneuvers like chandelles and lazy eights and the steeper turns.
Along those lines, you've started a new initiative called Learn to Turn with a new website, learntoaviate.tips. What would you like to see happen with that?
So basically, with the Learn to Turn initiative at this point, we're casting a rather wide net to kind of see what kind of interest there is, what kind of support there is for the overall concept. So it's a very basic landing page that people can go to, and from there, if they would like to add their name to a list of supporters, either as individuals or businesses. So far, I've got close to 60 different individuals and businesses who have signed on to the concept. And so if we can get more and more people to reach a critical mass and then draw on different talents and capabilities within that, within this little community of supporters, and then perhaps go after industry partners to maybe fund some educational material we can put together using a correlation technique, you know, to get pilots from the rote to the correlation, to really understand what's going on when they interact with the airplane, which once a pilot crosses that threshold of understanding and correlation, boy, it really energizes or re-energizes the pilots, and they can really see all the possibilities that is this miracle that we call flying. So a wide net, trying to get people exposed or at least know that we're out there and we want to do better, starting with the fundamental turn, which can lead to doing other things like stalls and spins and more complicated maneuvers. But I think if we start with the turn, which can also hopefully address the loss of control while maneuvering, I think we've made some progress.